This morning we woke up to more sobering news about the state of our economy. The 240,000 jobs lost in October marks the 10th consecutive month that our economy has shed jobs. In total, we've lost nearly 1.2 million jobs this year, and more than 10 million Americans are now unemployed. That we are facing the greatest economic challenge of our lifetime, and we're going to have to act swiftly to resolve it.
Obama spoke about relieving strain on middle-class Americans and extending unemployment benefits as crucial first steps towards fixing the economy.
We need a rescue plan for the middle class that invests in immediate efforts to create jobs and provide relief to families that are watching their paychecks shrink and their life savings disappear. A particularly urgent priority is a further extension of unemployment insurance benefits for workers who cannot find work in the increasingly weak economy.
A stimulus package is on the agenda for the newly elected president, and though he hopes to accomplish a package before entering the White House, if necessary, he will make it so when in office.
A fiscal stimulus plan that will jumpstart economic growth is long overdue. We should get it done. I want to see a stimulus package sooner rather than later. If it does not get done in the lame duck session, it will be the first thing I get done as president of the United States.
Both Ford and GM are expected to announce billions of dollars in third quarter losses, and with it, yet another round of job cuts. Obama also spoke about the recent loss of revenues and jobs experienced by the American auto industry and says that this industry is important to fixing the American economy.
The news coming out of the auto industry this week reminds us of the hardship it faces. The auto industry is the backbone of American manufacturing and a critical part of our attempt to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. I would like to see the administration do everything it can to accelerate the retooling assistance that Congress has already enacted. In addition, I've made it a high priority for my transition team to work on additional policy options to help the auto industry adjust, weather the financial crisis, and succeed in producing fuel-efficient cars here in the United States.
During the question and answer session of the press conference, Obama was asked how much time he plans to spend while deciding who to appoint to his cabinet.
When we have an announcement about cabinet appointments, we will make them. There is no doubt that I think people want to know who's going to make up our team. I want to move with all deliberate haste, but I want to emphasize deliberate as well as haste.
The President and First Lady Laura Bush invited President-elect Obama and Michelle Obama to the White House. Obama says he and the President plan to sit down and talk, but said that focusing on he and the President's bipartisan differences will not solve any of the problems facing America.
I'm sure that in addition to taking a tour of the White House, there's going to be a substantive conversation between myself and the president. I'm not going to anticipate problems. I'm going to go in there with a spirit of bipartisanship and a sense that both the president and various leaders in Congress all recognize the severity of the situation right now and want to get stuff done. We have just completed one of the longest election cycles in recorded history. Now is a good time for us to set politics aside for a while and think practically about what will actually work to move the economy forward. And it's in that spirit that I'll have the conversation with the president.
President-elect Obama closed by saying that the work required to fix America's struggling economy will only be accomplished by putting politics aside.
Let me close by saying this. I do not underestimate the enormity of the task that lies ahead. Some of the choices that we make are going to be difficult. And I have said before, and I will repeat again, it is not going to be quick, and it is not going to be easy for us to dig ourselves out of the hole that we are in. But America is a strong and resilient country, and I know we will succeed if we put aside partisanship and politics and work together as one nation. That's what I intend to do.